This week, 13 special guests will be at the Fairchild Theater on the MSU campus. They are students of the China Conservatory of Music, and they'll be singing alongside 13 students from the MSU College of Music. It's part of a cultural exchange between the two universities, and Current State's Jamie Paisley sat in on several rehearsals this past weekend to learn more about the collaboration. Sounds like fun.
Well, sure. I mean, they're all looking for their lucky break as well.
Right? Exactly.
This show, it's, you know, on this side of the hemisphere, it's being helmed by MSU Professor Melanie Helton. And it's split down the middle. And what I mean by that is that the MSU side of the collaboration, they've pulled together a kind of review of music by Leonard Bernstein, great, you know, great composer.
Of course.
And the first half, however, was selected by the China Conservatory of Music and is rather a popular Mandarin language one-act opera by Jin Xiang, which is a tale of revenge, really suitable for either a traditional, you know, Western opera like Verdi, or maybe a Quentin Tarantino film. That opera is called The Savage Land.
It's a cut version of it, but as you've heard, it's quite dramatic. It's sort of Puccini meets China on steroids. And we cut the dead baby, so it's quite a melodramatic barn burner.
This is a 10-year collaboration. Mm-hmm. How did that collaboration start?
Well, my colleague Richard Fracker he totally began, and it's his baby, with his friend Hai Jing Fu. They had sung at the Metropolitan Opera together for many years, done lots of productions, and they were both teaching at the same time as performing. So they thought, wouldn't it be great to get their students together from Chinese conservatories and MSU? And so that's how it began. We have to have an invitation letter from the Chinese government that specifically states where we're going to stay. We all use a firm that's in Chicago that basically we'll take your visa application to the consulate for you for a fee, and it all gets done very easily. And it's relatively expensive, but it's relatively easy.
Yeah. How many students in total went over?
13, and 4 faculty this time.
And then how many people are coming over from China as well?
As well, 13 students. There are 3 faculty here already. We believe there are 2 voice teachers coming over with the Chinese students. The exciting bit about this trip was we actually did one performance in the National Performing Arts Center in Beijing, which is literally to the back of Tiananmen Square. If you Google it, it's the most magnificent building. It looks like a giant egg on a reflecting pond. It's about 14 city blocks. All I know is when we went into one side and we had to walk to the other, it took us about 25 minutes. A beautiful concert hall, packed house at 10:30 on a Saturday morning for an educational thing. Lots of kids. So it was really a very exciting thing for our students to be able to sing with a big orchestra on that beautiful stage.
Naturally, one of the things Professor Melanie Helton and the entire company of MSU College of Music and China Conservatory of Music focused upon was pronunciation, which when it comes to singing is quite different from everyday speech.
Our students worked very, very hard with Zaiquan Song, who is one of our doctoral students who happens to be an alum of our project originally and is now here doing graduate work as a result of that collaboration. They also worked with Leah Wang, who's one of our doctoral pianists who comes from China as well. And so they worked very, very hard. They got, you know, audio tapes and listened and sort of a, you can't really do a normal phonetic alphabet on it. So you sort of do phonetic alphabet plus your own, whatever your own sort of shorthand is, and they just practiced and practiced, and Zaiquan made faces at them when they didn't do it right. And the good news is that the Chinese audiences responded very, very well. They did laugh at a couple places, but I was told it was more out of delight from the Americans actually giving a pretty good stab at the Mandarin rather than them saying something like, I'm going to the store, rather than, you killed my father.
I'm Skylar Sheltron. I'm a second-year master's student studying voice performance at Michigan State University's College of Music.
And this was not the first trip that you recently took.
No, this is actually my third trip. Yeah, so first was 2012, then 2014, and now 2016.
For your trip over there, did you learn any phrases?
Sure. Hi, of course. Ni hao. Thank you. Xie xie. Actually, yes is shi, and no is bu. And you'll hear no a lot in the opera.
And you're using your fingers as you're doing that as well to indicate the different directions.
Yes, it's hard not to now at this point to indicate the inflection, because that was kind of how Zaiquan would teach us. Like, the third tone is like V shape. So then he would do it and we'd be like, oh, okay, we get it.
Yeah.
in the first few rehearsals, we decided to mix up the casts, which is what we'll be doing here. There will be half the cast American, half Chinese. It was a little, you know, the language barrier was a little tough at first. But then coming together on the piece and coming together with the music, we were able to get to know each other as performers. And there was a little bit of trust built there. You know, my character's lover is now the Chinese baritone. So it was really cool to be able to come together and to have an understanding and to be able to try different things with that person as a performer. And then seeing that come into our lives, you know, trusting and getting to know each other and feeling better about speaking and trying to speak each other's languages. So it was, yeah, a cool process. There were some rehearsals that were a little rough. Just a gesture as small as like a little clutch of your hand or a hug, things like that, to be able to say you can do this, is it means the world to both parts.
After the first act of The Savage Land, the second half of this MSU College of Music, China Conservatory of Music collaboration is a review of theatrical music by Leonard Bernstein. And according to Professor Melanie Helton, the linguistic acrobatics of English lyrics did shape the song selected.
Well, some of the things we had to make sure that we're going to play in China regardless. So some of the talkier things we haven't included. We've got a nice selection from West Side Story. We have I Feel Pretty and Maria and then the Tonight duet, the balcony scene. And from On the Town, we have New York, New York, which is the famous opening. And a little-known piece from Wonderful Town called Quiet Girl, which has become one of my favorites. It's for a baritone, and then there are four male backup singers as it goes on, and it's a Sinatra tune, if there ever was one. Although the Chinese had never heard of Frank Sinatra's, so I thought he was pretty much worldwide, but but I guess I'm old. The English, by and large, was quite good. There were certain things that some of them struggled with. Got to see the whole town right from Yonkers on down to the bay. Gave the tenor Cheng Chu a little bit of problem, but he's got it now. And he worked really hard. Sometimes it's just a matter of getting sort of nose to nose with them and letting them watch your mouth. Because the Chinese language never closes to N. Anything that closes in, like if you say spoken or ringing, those are hard sounds for them because their language doesn't include anything that closes to N.
My name is Xinmu Cao, and my English is Coco, and I'm from China Conservatory of Music, and I was born in Dalian, or Liaoning province of China.
Have you done this exchange before?
No, this is the first time of me.
Okay.
Yes.
And how is singing in English? Have you done much of that before?
A little, because in China Conservatory of Music, we also sing many pieces of Italian, German, and French, but a little about English. But I have sung some musical theaters as English. We always talk about our things, yes, and I think we also can teach each other, and I can hear their singing, and I will have more thought of my singing.
Yeah. And I know when last week in China when you were performing, mm-hmm. it was just a stage, but now you have kind of the background
mm-hmm, yeah.
there. Is that a very interesting change for you?
Yes, I'm very excited. Yes, because I have never sing in the theater, just in the musical hall, yes. I have more space on the stage, and yeah, I think it's very exciting things.
Especially Glitter and Begay is just you. There's no background at all as well, right?
Yes, I think it's challenge, and I think I'm very happy and very excited now.
Well, we all come together for the last piece, every single person. So there's 26 of us singing this really beautiful Bernstein piece that's just so warming. And that's kind of the ending piece has been like the pinnacle of all of the collaborations thus far. Every collaboration, we come together on a piece at the end. And you know, when you're staging it at first, it's kind of like hold hands, look happy. But you know, when you're really doing it, it really does become something bigger than us.
The Savage Land and Bernstein Sings America. This collaboration between the MSU College of Music and the China Conservatory of Music begins Wednesday the 23rd and runs through Sunday the 27th. Tickets and more information are available online at music.msu.edu. For Current State, I'm Jamie Paisley.